What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Kelsey, and we're talking with Bo Bromberg about the 7th annual Bag a Friend Sleeping Bag Drive. This all goes to help those in need, and it's happening tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Bo, what is this event, and how can people help out?
We gather sleeping bags to try to help those a little less fortunate through the winter here survive the winter, and it's going to get real cold, so we'll be down at the Trinity Church on East Main Street from 9 to 11 tomorrow. Feel free to bring down a bag or something, you know, used to help somebody survive the cold. You know, we were debating about doing it the 4th or the 11th, and we just really felt like the Lord was telling us we needed to do it early because it was going to get cold. It's going to get real cold, so this is a needed necessity right now to try to get some of these in the hands of people so that we don't have people on our streets here in Newark suffering or even freezing to death.
You know, that may be something that we don't all think about. For those of us who are sitting in our houses nice and warm and grateful for what we have, but we can give back to those in need. Now, this is the 7th year for this event. What has the turnout been like in the past, and what inspired you guys to start doing this?
Well, the turnout, we usually range between 75 to 125 sleeping bags get donated, which has been a great response, and I'm sure it's helped many people. This really started many years ago when somebody stole a quilt off my porch, and my wife got super mad. She was just mad, and I told her, I was like, look, I can't watch your porch all day. You need to talk to God about that. And so she come up out of the basement with other blankets. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, well, God told me people are probably cold. And it made me start to realize and notice the people living on the streets. You know, we see them all the time. Lots of times they're carrying backpacks, and they're really carrying their whole world with them. You know, and I'm just like, I don't want these people to be stuck out on the street, froze to death. That's why sometimes we also do food things where we help feed people, and the food pantries do a great job. But I'm just trying to help people get from here through to where the weather breaks. Maybe we can in some way help them.
So you guys are looking for new or used sleeping bags. Tell us a little bit more about what you're looking for there.
Yeah, new or used sleeping bags. We're not picky. Sometimes people bring us other blankets or hand warmers, stuff like that. I mean, we don't turn that away. But ideally, we're looking for a sleeping bag that I can put in the hand of somebody that is living on the street or has no place to sleep to try to help them endure this, especially this next week. This Arctic blast is coming down. It's actually been a really enjoyable time. We have lots of different churches and group organizations that participate this in some aspect or another. And so it's also a great way of showing unity between believers that care about other people. And so, like I said, we're looking for new or used. If you have one in your garage or basement you ain't used forever, we just ask if people throw it in the dryer for 15 minutes. Bring it down, drop it off. We will place it in a good home to help somebody survive.
How do you guys distribute the sleeping bags?
There are a few organizations that do outreach on Saturday to try to help those on the street in the Newark homeless outreach, but there's other churches that do other things. So we've been advertising with them for the people on the street. There's also a few, I guess you could say, hot spots for people on the streets that we're familiar with, and so we will reach out to them. So some of them will come get sleeping bags that day because they're already needing and wanting one, and the others we'll hit the streets and try to find those that were not able to come that are in desperate need. So,
well, we appreciate all you're doing to help coordinate this event. So somebody, you can help out somebody in need when you drive by and donate tomorrow morning, 9 to 11. It's a 7th annual Bag a Friend Drive. Drop off a new or used sleeping bag. It all goes to a great cause. And thank you, Bo, for doing all this. Is there anything else you want to add before we let you go?
No, I thank you guys for helping spread the word and share the word. I'd like to thank the community because the community always comes out and steps forward and helps people. And to me, that's quite a blessing because there's no way I could do this by myself. And the citizens of Newark and Heath come together and chip in. Everybody chips in a little bit, and we're able to help people. And that's really what it's all about. That's what we're all called to help others. So
you've got The Vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.